Thanks for joining us on Sandful Radio. Zach Milbank here, and with me today at the 2017 AFL Combine, it is Sturt's Jordan Houlihan. How are you, Jordan?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Fantastic to hear. Challenging time, isn't it, the AFL Combine, and you're involved with just about everything here bar the agility testing. How's it been for you so far?
Yeah, it's been pretty good, actually. I haven't really had too much testing first day, just mainly all the interviews and that with the clubs. Yeah, so looking forward to it.
And you've had the same poking and prodding on the medical screening, no doubt, and the interviews with the clubs, as you say. How have the club interviews been?
Yeah, all the clubs have been good, actually. So, like, kind of repetitive, but, yeah, no, they've been really good. Yeah, the medical screening, bit of an awkward thing. You're just sitting there and you've got 20 people kind of having a look at you. So, yeah, they're all poking at you and all that. So, no, it's been good.
And the club interviews, who have you had a chat with so far today?
Admiral Richmond, West Coast, and a few others. So, yeah, no, it's been good.
What's been some of the line of questioning, and have you even had the chance to meet some of the actual AFL coaches themselves?
I've met Bulldogs coach, and no, I haven't seen any other coaches yet. Seen Brad Scott around, Ross Lyons around too. So yeah, that's been good.
Any quirky questions?
No, I haven't really had too many hard questions yet, but maybe later on in the week they might throw a few out there. So yeah.
How was Luke Beveridge for you, the Bulldogs?
Yeah, he was all right, actually. He didn't really know too much about the players, so he kind of just asked the occasional question. But yeah, no, he was all good, so he seemed all right.
And the testing here, obviously, physical and mental, and I think one of the things you might have also done today, the psychomotor testing. How did that go?
Yeah, that was a bit strange kind of thing. You stand there and you got like all the dots coming up on the board. You just got to make sure you hit the dots and be quick on that. And then you got one, there's four little round dots, and you got to wait for the traffic lights to come up, and you got to hit the orange one, or I think it might have been blue, actually. So I think it was like red, green and blue come up, and you got to hit the blue one. So yeah, that was challenging.
How did you go?
Not too bad. At the start I was a bit kind of shaky, but no, once we got it my way into it, I was all right.
Must be, I mean, you probably underestimate the difficulty of something like that, because it's not something you can practice for, is it really?
No, not really. You kind of just get put into it and you're like, oh, go do it. So, I didn't do too bad in it.
No doubt tonight you're looking forward to the goal kicking. That's one of the main exercises, and obviously, as we know, it's a feature of your game.
Yeah, so hopefully we can do all right in the goal kicking. So I think we'll just do a few set shots and all that, a couple on the run, a couple of snaps, so yeah, hopefully we'll do all right in that tonight.
With your set shot kicking, what's key to your routine, Jordan?
Just kind of make sure I always guide the ball straight down on my foot. Hopefully it goes through the big sticks in the end.
No, you've done certainly plenty of that, that is for sure. And the other challenging one, which will be on tomorrow, is the yo-yo test. What can you tell us about that one?
It's kind of new. I haven't really been able to do too much of it this year. I haven't seen much of it either. But yeah, I think it's just a quicker, reasonably similar to the beep test, but just a bit quicker. Doesn't start off as slow, just kind of starts off more of a run, and then it gets higher and higher, so yeah.
So higher intensity over a shorter period?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
How do you think you'll go with that? What's your endurance like?
I'm not too sure. Hopefully endurance is all right, but I think I should have it okay in pace. It's just whether I can keep going all the whole way through.
Well, good luck with it. We'll be watching with keen interest. It's been a great year for you, hasn't it? Obviously playing for the McDonald's SA under-18 team and doing quite well with them, and then finishing the year off strongly with the Double Blues, winning two premierships in 2 weeks. First of all in the under-18s, Torrens Uni Cup, and then the next week in the reserves as well.
Started off playing start of the season with the 18s after the shoulder recon, so I played a few games there, and then after that just kind of worked my way into the reserves team, played most of the year in that. So played the first two finals of the reserves team, and went straight through, had the week off in the reserves, so in the 18s managed to make it as well, so I was speaking to the coaches in the week, and they said, yeah, come back and play 18s. So yeah, that was pretty successful in the 18s, and then the week after just went and played reserves, so especially the reserves, like we came from bottom and end up winning 10 in a row, so no, that was a good job by the boys.
Certainly was. Tell us about the 18s grand final. You certainly helped set up that victory in the first half, kicking four goals and took that huge mark as well in the second term.
Yeah, first half was pretty good. Kind of died away a bit in the second half, but yeah, I found myself in the first half on the end of a few, so it was good.
What about the mark? Walk us through it.
I just kind of saw it coming and then bit of a pack kind of came underneath me when I jumped, so I'll take it.
Certainly a feature of your game. You love to just fly at the footy.
Yeah, it's always a good kind of feeling when you can do that.
Is that a real trait of yours that you've always had, your athleticism and that natural leap? No doubt testing in the next day or so with a vertical leap will be something that you're looking forward to.
Yeah, I think I've always kind of had that. Like, I think Dad had it when he played footy in that, so yeah, and then I just kind of picked it up, I suppose, through genes and that. So yeah, look forward to the vertical and that tomorrow.
Tell us about your dad. Where did he play his footy?
He grew up playing it for Bridgewater, and then he moved out to Mount Barker. He ended up, he played a few reserves games for Sturt, but he ended up just playing most of his seniors and that for Mount Barker.
And was he similar type player, like a forward, high fly?
I think he played a centre half back.
Okay.
He tells me. Okay. But yeah, I think he was reasonably similar to
Oh, very good. And what will be better for you with the testing in terms of that leap? Will you go better at the running vertical leap or the standing vertical leap?
Probably the running. I reckon the running one would probably suit me a bit more.
A bit more fluency.
Yeah, get a bit more run up and that. And so hopefully that one goes all right.
Anyone you model your game on at AFL level, Jordan?
I'm Jack Gunston early on this year when he was playing forward. Probably him and maybe like a little bit of Will Haywood, kind of similar to him. Later, since I've seen him play this year, so yeah.
I was going to say, you're very similar to Will in terms of your athleticism and what you're able to do in front of goal.
Yeah, watched Will and that play last year in the under 18, so he had a good season and all that, or the year before, sorry, and so he ended up playing some good footy at Sydney this year.
And do you feel you can get up the ground as well if need be? Yeah, obviously we all know what you can do inside 50, but you are the sort of size where you could even play up high on a wing.
Yeah, I've been playing that a little bit on the wing kind of early this year and that, and then just kind of later on the season got put forward, so yeah, hopefully I can get a bigger tank and go up the ground a bit more later on.
And outside of footy, I know you've finished your year 12 studies, but just tell the listeners what you get up to in your day job.
I work out at Lenswood on Plumbers Border Valley Orchard. Just work there 5 days a week. Just doing apples, and we do like pick your own cherries, so that'll be starting up in December. We just get people come in and pick their own cherries and that, so yeah, it keeps them busy.
And what sort of things are you doing out there on the orchard?
I start spraying now. All the leaves are starting to come back on the tree, so start spraying, and mowing, chopping up sticks, and there's always something to do different out there.
How good's that for your work ethic and sort of knowing that that'll hold you in good stead long term?
Yeah, I think that kind of helps you, and that gets you out of bed in the morning, kind of gets you into a bit of a routine, getting out of bed at the same time every morning, going to work and then backing up kind of long days. If you end up getting lucky enough to get picked up to a club, you got to back up the long days, I think it's helping me.
And freshens up your footy as well, sort of can take your mind off things every now and then?
Yeah, that's right. You kind of get, I don't know, you might be involved in footy for a couple of weeks, like real heavy load of it, and then kind of get back home and you get a break from footy, I suppose, and go to work, yeah.
And how have you handled the travel? Because for the listeners' benefit, obviously you're working at Lenswood, but then you're having to drive down to the city and train at Unley with Sturt, so it's probably a good solid 45-minute drive?
It's not too bad. It's some nights can be worse than others, especially after a big like solid pre-season session or something, but most nights aren't too bad. You just gotta make sure you're always concentrating on the windy road home.
Yeah, most definitely. Well, Jordan, we thank you very much for your time on Sandful Radio. Do appreciate that and wish you all the best here at the 2017 AFL Combine, and look forward to seeing you test with great vigour tonight with a goal kicking, and then tomorrow we hope to see you perhaps even top the vertical jump. We'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, hopefully everything goes well. Thank you.